Talk about a leap of faith. You give up the job that's been paying your bills. You pick yourself up and move across the country to go back to school, to train for a new career, something that's been calling you for a long time. Maureen Aboud left her big city job in Chicago and followed her heart to San Francisco, where she embraced culinary school. And then she came home to Michigan to preach the gospel of wonderful Lebanese food. Her popular food blog is called Rosewater and Orange Blossoms. So what better title for her first book? Rosewater and Orange Blossoms, fresh and classic recipes from my Lebanese kitchen. Maureen Aboud, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here with you.
Maureen, this isn't just a love letter to Lebanese cooking and Lebanese food. This is really a love letter to your family, isn't it?
It sure is. I couldn't have done this without the love and support of my family. But beyond that, it was such a special way to be raised in a Lebanese-American family where we're so connected to our cousins, to our relatives who are back in Lebanon, and of course to the cuisine, which is so wonderful and delicious.
And were you near Lansing growing up?
Yes, that's where I grew up. My grandparents immigrated to Lansing from Lebanon at the turn of the last century, and we have deep roots here.
And I get the sense that from your very earliest memories, food and that kitchen table were so much a part of your family's life.
I will never forget it. It really reigns large in my mind and in my heart and soul, that place, which is the family kitchen and the table where we had so many wonderful meals. And we continue to. It really doesn't detract from it that we're not in the family home where I grew up. Whenever we get together, it's that same sense of great celebration and fun and deliciousness.
What is it about food that brings people together in the Lebanese culture?
In our culture, and no doubt well beyond that, there's, I think, a great hunger for connectedness, togetherness, and everyone needs to eat and wants to eat well. And when we come together around this food that is super fragrant and prepared with love and a lot of effort, it sort of creates a bond that you want to keep coming back for more of.
As I look through the beautiful recipes in Rosewater and Orange Blossoms, what are some of the dishes that, wham, you're right back there as a little girl with your mom or your grandmother?
Oh, for me, it starts and probably ends with breads and baking. And I probably could have done a whole book just on that, but I, of course, wanted to share all of the other luscious dishes. But the breads take me back to a place that is so evocative for me with my sitto, which is the Arabic for grandma, my sitto and my mom and my aunts, and baking the breads is so elemental to the way we cook, such an important part of it. And going gluten-free would just about kill me, I think, because it's such an important part of even just the way we eat. Taking a bite wouldn't be the same without it wrapped in bread. Now, of course, I don't eat every bite wrapped in bread, but I would love to. And it does change the way you eat. And so the breads in the book are just fabulous, very approachable, and they just are a pleasure to bake and to make. But then you have so many other exceptional recipes using vegetables in particular, a lot of just lush produce and fresh herbs. We love our mint, which is one of our signature herbs, flavors so many things deliciously.
I'm speaking with Maureen Aboud, food blogger, chef, and she's got this beautiful new book out, a cookbook called Rosewater and Orange Blossoms, fresh and classic recipes from my Lebanese kitchen. Now, you loved food. You grew up with this wonderful food. You knew how to prepare it, but it took you, what, how many years to follow your inner voice, give up the job in Chicago, and actually go to culinary school?
Too many years. I feel like I wish this was had happened 20 years ago, but then I wouldn't have been the same person. And I think that I really have embraced and appreciated the journey that brought me to where I am today. I lived in Chicago for many, many years, working, doing good work, but I didn't feel it was my work, the work that I was really called to do in this life, which is to write about, cook, and share Lebanese cuisine and my stories that are so important to the experience of the food. So when I finally did realize and embrace this vocation, it was just so energizing and exciting for me. And there were a few life experiences that really got me to make the change. And, you know, you can look back and say, gosh, I wish I hadn't made this mistake or that mistake. But they aren't really mistakes when you can use them and view them as stepping stones instead.
Good way to look at it. So you finally got to go to Lebanon. You took that first trip to Lebanon just a few years ago. So a lot of years had passed where you'd been eating the food, but you'd not been to the country. What most surprised you? What did you not expect and that you were delighted by?
I had built this trip up in my mind so much that I was a little bit afraid that I would be disappointed when I got there. In some way, I was kind of like, could it possibly measure up? But once I entered this place that had become so important to me in my stories and my trying to understand who my family really was, reaching all the way back, to arrive there and be completely delighted with the people, first and foremost. It was just so cool to look around and say, hey, we're all Lebanese. And this person there and that woman over there, we really look alike. And I feel like I'm, in a way, home.
How did you want to express that sense of place and that sense of family and of Lebanon in the recipes that you've chosen for rose water and orange blossoms?
I wanted to be sure that my recipes would ring true with the very classical Lebanese cuisine that I grew up with. However, even in Lebanon, a very small country, there are regions and the food is different depending on what part of the country you're from. So maybe you use some different spices or maybe your mother makes a dish a certain way and that's what you know to be Lebanese kibbeh or Lebanese kusa, this way or that way. I wanted to make sure that my recipes would ring true for all the people who've been eating this food all their lives and that they would find a guide so that they could come back to it. So many of my readers are trying to recreate the foods that they grew up with that they don't personally make anymore, that they don't have family around making. But then also to refine those so that they would be easier to approach. And everyone who wants and is interested in making it would feel like they could.
What would you say are the spices and the flavors that really say to you, yes, this is Lebanese cuisine?
I love how Lebanese use a spice like cinnamon in a savory way. Cinnamon is laced throughout many of my recipes, and that's a classic thing. That's the way cinnamon is used. And it's fun to serve someone a dish like Lebanese hashwi, which is a pilaf of rice and ground beef or lamb with some chicken, and it has delicious buttery toasted nuts. And it has cinnamon in it, and someone eating it might not know, might not be able to put their finger on what this unusually wonderful flavor is that they're eating. And it's fun to say, hey, that's cinnamon. Really? I've only had cinnamon as a sweet spice. I really enjoy that one. And then fresh herbs, mint and parsley and even cilantro, which you might not think of as a Lebanese herb, we use that. And the mint in particular, which you might recognize in a well-known dish like tabbouleh, which is a salad of parsley and mint salad with a little bit of bulgur wheat and lots of lemon and tomato. This shining example of mint is not unlike the way we use mint throughout the cooking.
It sounds absolutely delectable, making me very hungry.
So that's what I aim to do. And we can't forget the flower waters, which are just so fragrant and redolent and indicative of a Lebanese dish, a Lebanese pastry in particular. We use orange blossom water to flavor the syrup that is used to make Lebanese betlewa, which is similar to Greek baklava, which people might be familiar with as well. But unlike the Greeks who would use honey, the Lebanese use the orange flower water to flavor the syrup. And it's a fragrance that whenever I make this pastry, it spreads throughout the house. Mm-hmm. And you just want to come near to the kitchen, watch it bake, and can't wait for it to come out of the oven so you can have a nice bite.
As a Lebanese American growing up in Michigan, starting in Lansing, and now you're up north, you're in that beautiful Harbor Springs area. Is there a sense of being linked together throughout Michigan with the Lebanese American community?
One of the great things about coming back to Michigan after living in other cities was reconnecting with the Lebanese and Middle Easterners in general, but especially the Lebanese community here, because it's strong and it's large. And you don't find that in other parts of the country necessarily. I know that there are wonderful pockets of Lebanese throughout America, but this place is especially strong. It really fits so perfectly with what I was doing. I don't even know if I realized it till I came back here.
All the recipes are in this book, Rosewater and Orange Blossoms, fresh and classic recipes from my Lebanese kitchen. Maureen Aboud is the chef and the author. And you can also follow her blog at maureenaboud.com. So you can kind of follow through the year with Maureen and get her insights and get her recipes. It was a pleasure to meet you and to have you get us all absolutely starving for a wonderful Lebanese meal.
Thank you so much, Cindy.
And if you're hungry for recipes from Maureen Aboud, just head over to the stateside page at michiganradio.org. Maureen gave us ideas for her perfect dinner party. You can find out what's on the menu.